say you've gone on now for a couple of weeks and all of a sudden the service kind of dies. Well, all I have to do is say, Solomon, sing. Jesus is here. Well, immediately that story, the entirety of it comes back to me. No particular person out there, hey, Simon, Jesus is here. What does that mean? Oh, yeah, I remember that story told. And what was the connection? Yeah, Mary was worshiping and Simon wasn't. And you see, just reminding them of a previous message on it brings new life. They tell me after a man's been drunk, if you'll give him water the next morning, he'll get on another drunk. So sometimes you can take the sermon you've already used and just give them one shot at it and remember it, pick it up. But I will have available some good thoughts on the necessity and benefits of worship. Because our churches need that. You hardly ever miss it.
Brother,
you
know, that's the place where it came to kind of speak. And I mean, you didn't want to speak.
Well, it's like an old sister came here one time with Sister Dorothy Miller. She had heard that in Bible schools they taught you to preach when the anointing wasn't there, what to do if the anointing leaves you, how to continue, keep going, and to kind of can your sermon. She said, they didn't need to teach me that. I know what to do when the anointing doesn't come. Sit down. Generally, God doesn't give you a message, and you know you have been sincerely seeking for one and hadn't been lazy on some of your part. Then there's something else he wants done in that service. Now find it. And if you don't do it, you waste good sermons. You'll go ahead maybe and preach one of your old ones that you knew, or you'll waste a good service by not finding the will of God in that service. Well, I'd like to pray. I want to discuss a little. What time is it?
About 25.
Ah, I'm supposed to close down at 8 o'clock. Let us discuss fasting along with prayer, and certainly it's almost impossible to attain in prayer without the twin sister of fasting. Some things cannot happen, the Bible said, except by what? Certain demon forces will not move except by the combination of prayer and fasting. Now, fasting almost fits to the T the parallel of prayer. Fasting has got to be done with purpose. I believe you ought to pinpoint your fasting just like you do your prayer. I have people tell me I fast don't do me any good. You know why? They have no purpose in it. They were not fasting for any particular reason. You're defeating your purpose, or you're defeating your fasting efforts with no purpose. I've got something in mind when I'm fasting. I'm either trying to drive out carnality in myself, or I am fasting for a soul. I've got purpose, or it could be both. Now, I don't want to set an example. I just have to give you my experience and you work yours out. When I'm fasting, I don't pray all that much. I pray, and I believe you should. But I don't pray maybe as much when I'm fasting as immediately after the fast. My faith in fasting is so strong that when I'm fasting, I just believe there's something pressure, there's a pressure on me then. There's something going to happen as a result of this. And that's, there's nothing more valuable to me than fasting. Give me about 3 days of fasting and I've never seen one too hard that wouldn't break. I've never seen a problem that wouldn't fall before it. Fasting will actually do more for you than if you're praying all night for 30 days. Do both if you can. But I'm saying some people want to do all prayer and no fasting. But it certainly needs to be mixed in. and it needs to be often, and it needs to be consistent. Then every now and then you need to show the flesh that it's going to go a little longer than usual.
I have a question. I say you go on a bed and fast, do you believe that you shouldn't drink any water or anything?
My faith in fasting is this. Any degree of fasting you do, God honors it, but you only get that much from it. If you fast one meal, you get a one meal blessing. And I've experienced that. I mean, it's as distinct as it can be. As far as my own feelings, I can tell the difference. I have fasted when maybe after the second or third day, I start drinking water. And I never recommend going beyond the third day without water. Unless you really know God told you to do it. But if you just do without food and drink water, you're not going to get the greatest reward out of it. You will get honor for it. That's why sometimes I'll go on a fast of just saying I eat this evening at 3 o'clock, I eat again next evening at 3, the next evening at 3. That's not a perfect fast, but it is a fast. I believe any degree of fasting you do, God honors it. But now if you want the best, and you're on a 3-day fast, don't touch anything. That's the ultimate. The lady, would you pick this up? But now as far as saying I'm going to have an all-night prayer meeting or I'm going to spend 3 or 4 hours today in prayer while I'm fasting, unless God will especially deal with me, I don't do that. I just pray my normal prayer. But just simply because my faith is this fasting is getting me ready to do more praying. I've got more faith. Now, that, it may not work with you that way. I'm just telling my experience. After I have fasted and got a little strength, then can I really touch God? My mind is fresher. My spirit is fresher. Everything about me is more alert because now I've got a little strength. The fasting is taking effect already. Power of God's already close to me. The flesh is defeated. Now I can pray. But while I'm in the process of killing this flesh, it's not as alert to will of God. And this is one reason why that my faith in fasting is so strong. I don't want to lead you wrong, but I just believe when I'm fasting I could almost not even pray at all and still get mighty results. And if you pardon that, don't do that in such a sense, well, okay, I'm fasting, so Brother Means said I don't even have to pray. I don't mean that, but faith in fasting, I just believe that there's power in it. And after I have conquered the flesh with the fast, I'm ready to pray.
The reason I said what I did, I've always had a guilty feeling when I'm fasting that I can't really get through in prayer. I've also told my pastor that when I fast and try to pray, I know that it don't seem like I'm getting through because I'm tired too. And just late. A lot of times I've got down and stuck my head through one of those chairs and let me sleep 2 hours for it.
Well, I believe you should pray, Brother. But the reason I even mentioned that is because of that very point you just mentioned. Is a lot of people defeat the effects of their fast because they couldn't pray as effectively as they thought they ought to. And as a result of that, they had a guilt feeling that defeated their fasting efforts. I don't believe you ought to have that feeling. Do what you can in the form of reading your Bible and prayer. But if I'm just too weak to pray, I'm going to wait till I get a little strength and boy, I know I'm praying.
Brother Philip. Brother Dean, I'd like to ask you a question and I'd like to relate a personal experience.
What I want to ask you is about the length of time. Now, some people in university will go 20 days or something like this. What I'm asking is, does the length of time determine the effect? Now, the experience I want to relate, if the Lord has been dealing with me to go on a fast for quite a while, because it was things I knew that on fasting was going to have to move. And I had made up my mind that I was just going to go. I was going to follow the will of God, and I was going to go as long as the Lord thought was necessary, maybe a week or something like this. Well, the first night, first evening of the fast, I was in the prayer room, and the Lord blessed it greatly. I mean, I got the assurance for all the things that had been presented. Intercession, motives that I couldn't even recall, let alone others. Just had a great time, and the Lord assured it. And I went on and I continued to fast the next day. I didn't realize what had happened, but the Lord had removed that burden completely. And when I went back to pray, while the burden was gone, I even felt a praise to even bring it up again, even mention it. And he had taken the whole burden of the fast right off. And so I can't quit. But I had determined to go a long length of time and to move, to get something done. But on the first night, the Lord accepted it and blessed me.
Another pro my idea on that is this. There was a man one time that I knew, a very good friend of mine, that had been on, a 7-day fast. His wife took sick, and God spoke to him and said, if you go on a 3-day fast, I'll heal her. And he just come over the 7, and he starts a 3-day fast. The first day of that 3-day fast, he got her healing completely. But since God had spoken to him to go on a 3-day fast, and I believe to prove his faithfulness, whether healed or not healed, sometimes our faithfulness is proven after we get the victories. So he went all the way through. But I believe in fasting through, just like you pray through. Now, like you had it in your mind, you didn't maybe know how long it was going to take. You just wanted to fast and you fasted through. No particular set time. When you got through, that's time to live. Unless God has assigned you a certain number of days. Now, if you feel that and get your victory the first day, it'd be best to go all the way through with it. But I believe like setting your time for fasting sometimes is kind of like setting your time for prayer. You just prayed a certain length of time. You didn't pray through. You just prayed your hour. Or sometimes you just fasted a day or 2 days and you didn't fast through. Every now and then you need to fast till you feel yourself go through. And as you say, it lived.
Now, I went through the first night.
Right.
The second day, I was in pain. From working and doing the heavy work that I do. And I feel that it was the Lord's will. He seen that I would have went all the way.
Sure.
Went ahead and seen what it was doing to me and canceled it out.
Of course, now, Brother
Phil, I'm ready for it. The Spirit was doing the same thing.
I tell you, don't be sure that when you get this lifting of this load, that it's not like another friend of mine and his son-in-law. The son-in-law was pastoring the church. The father-in-law was preaching in the revival. And this is not my father-in-law. This is another man altogether. In fact, he's dead now. But anyhow, the son-in-law was a great faster. I preached in revivals and seen him in one revival fast 7 days and then go on another 6 or 7 day fast, and then maybe another 3 day in one revival. Fasting didn't seem to bother him, physically or otherwise. So they were all alone fast. The father-in-law comes up to him in the room and says, look, I've got a revelation. Said, I believe we ought to take more things by faith. Rather than a lot of sacrifice, he said, I believe we ought to just believe God. Well, what was happening, father-in-law was getting hungry. And he was done feeling the burden lift. And faith was taking over. Now, the flesh will trick you. And then after it's tricked you, the devil will nearly kill you if it's anything like he's ever done me. I had the devil to tell me to fast, and I didn't go through with it. And then he'd tell me, look how cheap you are, you can't even fast 3 days. When God didn't tell me to do it, it's useless.
This is the end of side one. Do not advance this tape, but turn this tape over to continue on the other side. Thank you.